truetalk.com/NPR.
Good morning and welcome to True Talk. This is your host, Samar Jarrah. Ahmed, my co-host, is here, and Sean is here too, and our lovely assistant, Pat, is here. We're going to be raising lots of money in this hour. Stay tuned, and we're going to be coming back. Listen to this music from Egypt. It's called Talad Da'at, Three Beats of the Heart.
وقت غروب الشمس واقف على البحر بعيد عمال بحكي له واشكي له واشرح واعيد فجأة لقيتها وكنت فاكرها عروسة البحر خارجة من المية وطلتها اقوى من السحر لما شفتها قلبي دق تلات دقات والطبلة دخلت لعبت جوا دماغي حاجات لما الرق دخل قلبي رق وحنيت طب هعمل ايه رحت انا غنيت امتى الحب طار قلبي ولا في الخيال عودك دفيه اتقال موال ويا عيني يا سيدي على الايام لما تهادي قلوبنا غرام فجأة يهون
طلعت جوا دماغي حاجات لما الرق دخل قلبي رق وحنيت طب هعمل ايه رحت انا غنيت امتى الحب
back to True Talk. This is your host Samar Jarrah, and we are live, I think, from why is this playing? Good morning and welcome to True Talk. This is your host Samar and Ahmed, and we're trying to raise funds to keep WMNF staying on the air in the midst of this news about striking Iran and going to war, and which is not something that I think most civilized people would like to see. I'm not sure who on his sound mind would be interested in having a war with Iran. I think we were just listening to Democracy Now, and people from that part of the world, especially from Iran, explained why any attempt to drag Iran into a war would have really very negative consequences on the whole global market. They will be attacking tanker ships, and that could lead to a few countries sinking, like regional countries. So we are lucky to have WMNF. We are lucky to have progressive voices on WMNF. We are very lucky to be interviewing people who tell the truth and are critical and bring you different points of view. I think last week I was talking to an Egyptian-American scholar who looked at the U.S. involvement in the peace process and how from day one, from the 1917s, from the Balfour Declaration, the U.S. was taking sides and wasn't an honest broker. And now that the peace process really is not going anymore, we have Jared Kushner, who has zero knowledge about the Middle East and the Arab world and the question of Palestine, trying to do and pass what is called the deal of the century. And I was just looking this morning at a leaked piece of information about the schedule of a meeting that's going to take place in Bahrain, and it is really laughable. I'm not sure, Sean, if you saw that, but it's a preliminary schedule of this meeting, and it's a bunch of CEOs of companies that will make money if they develop the West Bank and Gaza. And the way they talk about the people there, they talk about in Gaza, in Ramallah. They don't mention the word Palestinians, as if they are talking about these two geographic areas, but, you know, doesn't matter who lives there. And it's funny that they think that really what is going on in Palestine has nothing to do with occupation. They never mention the word occupation. They just talk about prosperity and jobs and healthcare. Well, we just withdrew healthcare from the Palestinians. We just stopped financing UNRWA, the United Nations Relief Works Agency. We stopped supporting the Palestinians there. So what makes them think that bringing a few companies from America that will ease the pressure there? The pressure there is about occupation, about lack of freedom, about lack of having such radio stations to say and express your feelings, whether it's a Palestinian radio station or otherwise, because, of course, unfortunately, the authority there, the Palestinian Authority, is not representative of the Palestinian people. It is more representative of the West. So all this you can hear and listen to on WMNF, and especially on True Talk. True Talk really is not anti this group or anti that group. Ahmed and I are both of Arab descent and both happen to be Muslim, but we do not have any prejudice against any group of people. and we bring voices that otherwise you would be hearing only on Fox News. There is always the Israeli side when it comes to the Palestinians. There is also the Saudi side when it comes issues that is related to Jamal Khashoggi. But we on True Talk, I think Ahmed would agree with me, and I see Sean shaking his head, would agree with me that True Talk gives voices to people who you do not listen to except on our mainstream media. Do you agree?
That's right, Summer. We've been doing that for 15 years now, maybe even 16 years. We started in 2003. We're in 2019. That's
16 years.
16 years that I've been doing this with Summer. That's like
you
half
keep
my life.
Longer than you have been married. I like that.
Yeah.
And half of the years that I have been married.
Right. That's like, that's a long time, you know, to be dedicated and coming into WMNF. I guess I've been married to WMNF longer than I've been married in real life and known Summer. She's a longtime friend and all my colleagues here. Our phone number is 813-238-8001. And what you're saying is exactly true. We started in 2003 when they're about to go to war with Iraq. And now the U.S. is about to go to war, or some people in the U.S., elements of the U.S., wants to go to war with Iran and do a whole do-over of that huge tragedy. And we were speaking out against it. We were one of the few voices at the time. It was 2 years after 9/11, and so many people were just determined to retaliate for what happened to after 9/11. But the problem was that Iraq had nothing to do with 9/11. And the mainstream media, including leftist media, or people that would be considered on the left, like MSNBC and others, were not speaking out about the truth. The Wall Street Journal, the New York Times was running fake stories about weapons of mass destruction. People were, you know, embedded as journalists pushing for the war there. We were one of the few voices, this station, one of the few voices that got it right, that was speaking out against the war, and were still continuing to speak out against, especially as Muslims, especially as Arabs, about the catastrophe that's going to create. And look at the Middle East today, worse than ever before, more terrorism. Because of this war that happened in Iraq, this illegal war, this invasion, you had groups like ISIS. You had Al-Qaeda, which never existed in Iraq before, started to flourish, as well as ISIS and other groups. And now you have so many countries that are in turmoil, like Syria and Yemen and others. And you have an alliance in the Middle East between Israel and Saudi Arabia and others in the United States, and they're pushing for war there. We're on the brink of war last night. Donald Trump had cold feet and stopped the attack 10 minutes before it took place. 10 minutes before it took place, they were ready to launch. I was surprised to actually read his tweets this morning that it was because of the casualties that would have created. 150 lives could have been killed. And he said, well, that's not proportionate. Again, Donald Trump ran on not doing regime change in the area, but the hawks around him want to push for regime change. The same hawks that existed around the Iraq war, the neoconservatives that were pushing for war, are back in power today, still in power. No shame about it, and they have no regrets in saying, yeah, Iraq war was right, and we want to do the same thing in Iran, and it's still worth it. If you are opposed to that, you need to call us right now at 813-238-8001, 813-238-8001, because we need to have these voices. It's so important to have independent media, especially media that will tell you the truth, because they're using the fake media, well, I hate to use that term, the the war media, to push for war, to brainwash people, to try to justify the reasons for going to war. And definitely there's no reasons to go to war with Iran. I'm not a fan of Iran. I don't like what they did in Syria. I don't like what they're doing in Yemen. But still, we should not get involved. Our involvement, the United States involvement in that war, will only make things worse. If you agree with us, please call us at 813-238-8001. We need your money to stay on the air. This is a public radio station, community radio station. Without your money, we can't continue to be on the air. Summer and I are volunteers at this station. We've been doing this for 16 years. This is our contribution. Also, we contribute financially because we see how important it is to have this voice on the air, a voice of people who are marginalized, Arab Americans, Muslim Americans, who are often, since especially after 9/11, have been on the receiving end of the discrimination. And we're thankful that we have an outlet like WMNF, where we can speak directly to the public, directly to the listeners, and to try to spread peace instead of war.
We're already getting emails, and one of them, Ahmed, is that they like the Egyptian music that I played at the beginning, but I don't see that these lovely people are donating. So please go to WMNF.org and click on the tip jar, and you will find that it's the time of True Talk. So please give us like as little as $10. $10 would make a big difference with our electricity bill and the phone calls that we make. But if you give, for instance, $100, you can get a copy of the Mueller report. $100 will give you the Mueller report. $80 would give you Chuck Collins' Inequality, the new Gilded Age CD. And I'm sure Sean has more gifts to say, but there isn't anyone calling, actually. I'm looking at the red, at the grid of the phone calls. It's empty. And we have volunteers in the back who are volunteering their time so they can take our money, your money, in order to sustain WMNF.
This is such a unique show. There's no other show like this in Florida. And so if you live in the Tampa Bay area and you can turn your radio on and hear True Talk, you're very lucky and you're very fortunate. And the only way that we can keep that going is with your support. Can you make a $10 a month donation or a $5 a month donation? Join the circle of friends. Please call now, 813-238-8001, or pledge online at WMNF.org. Tell Samar and Ahmed that this is a show that's worth supporting, that you're glad, that you're proud to have it on your community radio station, to hear the voices of people who really don't get a voice on the mainstream media. 813-238-8001. I want to thank Tom and Lucy Dent for delivering her stuffed veggie cabbage. Thank you, Lucy, for cooking for our volunteers at WMNF, and thanks to Tom, who delivers it every day of the drive. Thank you for those people donating their time and their labor. Also, thank you to our volunteers, but I also want to thank you for your financial support. When you call 813-238-8001, it takes community here at Radio at 88.5.
Let's repeat the number again. It's 813-238-8001, and we are live on Facebook. So those of you who are listening, if you are in the Tampa area, or you are in Florida or in the USA, please go to 813-238-8001. It doesn't have to be a lot of money. You can just give us $10, $20, $25, $100 if you can afford it. And I know that there are people listening, Ahmed, from all over the world. I have now people listening from Jordan, and I have people listening from Egypt. Go to WMNF.org/donate and just give us the least amount you can afford.
Or the most.
Or the most.
I mean, why are you going for the least? We have some listeners that really have... that God has
my
blessed
them. I don't want my friends to pay too much.
All your friends seem to be rich for some reason.
Okay,
I don't know.
Okay, so Hala, I know that Hala is watching from Jordan. Please give us $100 if you can. You can use your ATM card. They work here in US. Yeah, and if you have a Visa and MasterCard,
Jordanians have ATM cards. That's good.
Yeah.
I remember when I first came to this country, and this is how, when I realized that, you know, there's something wrong here about the education system. When I first came to this country and I was like in the fourth or fifth grade, you know, the kids in my school would ask me, you know, things like, did you ride a camel to school? Do you live in a pyramid? And I'm like, where are these kids?
In a pyramid?
Yeah, do you? Because I tell them I'm from Egypt, and, you know, and they think that Egypt is ancient Egypt. Like somehow we're mummies. We're riding camels. We're living in pyramids. I'm like, where are these kids getting their education? When I realized the only thing they know about Egypt was what they learned in Bible study or Sunday school, because it's not taught in their public education system. And they're not talking about the modern Egypt. Like, you know, for them, Egypt and that part of the world is all historic and has never evolved ever since. And I'm like, you know, no, we actually have cars.
They saw those mummy films.
The mummy
the
films.
1930s.
And exactly, because there's so many stereotypes. I mean, you know, there was a guy named Jack Shaheen.
Yeah.
Who was in Hollywood, and he wrote a book called 1001 or 1000 Real Bad Arabs. And real is R-E-E-L, as a film reel. And basically documented all the anti-Arab films that Hollywood has produced over the years. Movies like True Lies and all these terrorist movies, and even movies where... you know, about mummies. And they always show the Arab man and the Arab people so primitive.
And
you know,
angry.
These savages, always angry, barbaric, you know, killing people, you know, shouting like...
Well, look at that, that Hitchcock film, The Man Who Knew Too Much, opens with a scene like that where somebody gets killed in front of Jimmy Stewart. And it's a group of angry, apparently, Arab people somewhere, and they're stabbing people. And
that's all you ever see.
I love Hitchcock, but that was the stereotype in 1953.
And even like movies like Back to the Future, where you know some Libyans came out some minivan and they're shooting at them. Again, always like screaming like some gibberish that no one understands, and always seems backwards. Well, all these images brainwash people. And I remember experiencing this when I first came to this country, and other kids in school would, you know, call me things like camel jockey and like sand, you know, the N-word. And I didn't realize, you know, back then, because I was just learning English, and I would actually call them the same name back, because when they said it, people were laughing. So I would call them camel jockey, and they're like, you know, well, it doesn't work on us.
This show does fight stereotypes.
Back then it was just about, you know, these but those kids grow up with those stereotypes throughout their life, and then eventually some of them join in the police force, some of them join the military, some of them are now, you know, in Washington D.C. creating policies, and they've carried all this stereotypes and hatred towards Arab people or Muslim people, and now they want to go to war with them. Just as in the past, they wanted to go to war against Russia. You always have to have, you know, Hollywood and the establishment and the mainstream media, they create enemies, and right now the enemy are the Muslim worlds. But here at WMNF, since we're pro-peace, we don't have enemies like that, and we're thankful that we have a place for where we have this voice.
Well, we have a big goal for the show, $3,500. We've got a challenge from Jim Gibson and Pamela Sear. They will give us $1,000 if we get 10 people donating $100 this hour. Our phone number is 813-238-8001. John Walton, thank you, from St. Petersburg, says we should all see one another as humans rather than others, writes John, and he's donating to True Talk, which is on the air right now. Carol Arenas from St. Petersburg has made a $35 contribution. Carol, thank you. Two contributions, and let's see if we can get 10 $100 contributions to True Talk right now. Our goal, $3,500 overall, 813-238-8001.
So we can get $1,000 if we get 10 calls for $100. Who's right. going to keep the tally, Ahmed or Sean?
Rob is keeping a tally. He's a tally man today. You have some people to thank, Sean.
I do. These are calls that came in during Democracy Now!, so these won't count toward our tally, but thank you.
Let's just throw them away.
No way. This is great. Every donation is important. Thanks to Parker Davis from St. Petersburg is getting our radioactive t-shirt for 12 monthly installments of $10 each, so thank you for that. Jovette Gura from Arcadia donating $10. Mark Vanderlee from Bradenton donating $500, likes every aspect of the station. And Daryl Purchase from St. Petersburg is contributing $20 to Democracy Now! So those are the great people who donated during Democracy Now!, but we need to hear from you. If you support True Talk, your $100 contribution right now will be doubled if you call in 813-238-8001. We want to get that $1,000 matching gift. We can get that if you donate $100. 813-238-8001.
I have somebody to thank here. Elizabeth, who is from Tampa, is basically saying it's really important to keep you and Summer on the show. Thank you so much. You, I guess she's talking about me. Thank you, Elizabeth. Also, and she's contributing $50. I want to also thank Joy Pollard, who's contributing also to True Talk. Thank you so much, Joy Pollard. Keep calling in at 813-238-8001. You know, I came to this country as an immigrant. I'm a proud American. I want to contribute to this country. It's an uphill battle, but at least we have this opportunity. You know, I come from Egypt originally. My parents are from there. And we understand what it means and know the consequences of there's no freedom of the press or freedom of speech. Where you now, you know, people, all the political opponents are in jail. There's, you know, hundreds of thousands or...
And some are dying in jail.
Yeah, some of them are dying in jail, including the first freely elected president. The first ever freely elected president, Mohamed Morsi, died in prison. Some people are saying he was killed. It was a slow death because they denied him access to medical care and other things. And he died on Monday. This is the first. He served for 1 year. And he was deposed in a military coup, and that was made possible. Imagine this, with a year-long campaign of the media supporting the military's overthrow of the president. A lot of it was demonization, and there was no other opportunities to be able to counter that. So when you want to go after democracy, the first thing that you go after is the media. When you silence the media, or at least you co-opt the media to say what the government wants them to say, then you are able to shut down dissent, and then you don't share the truth, and then people are then misinformed. So that's why it's so important to keep us on the air. And right now, because this is a community radio station, and we get some small funding from public broadcasting.
From the CPB, the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, we get a small amount from there.
So, which is government, congressionally mandated. But over time, the Republicans, especially Republicans in government, are trying to take that money away because they don't want government supporting these types of stations. They want to be able to shut down dissent. They want to be able to shut down free speech. That's why we rely on you, listener supporters, to come on and support the station, support this voice. No one's going to pay for it. But the consequences, if we don't support stations like WMNF, are too great. And that's why we need you to call in now at 813-238-8001. 813-238-8001. Sean, you have some folks to call to thank.
I do. Michael Flannery from Tampa called in a $25 donation. Thank you for that contribution. Here's another one we got during Democracy Now. $10 from Jackie Rosenthal Pandy in Clearwater Beach. Says, I love that there's a platform for truth, and we really think that this is a platform for truth. It's the antidote to what Achman was describing, where the media allows democracy to be subverted. This is the opposite. This is an antidote. And you can contribute to keeping that alive in the Tampa Bay area with your donation at WMNF.org. You can also call 813-238-8001. We're looking for $100 contributors. Are you out there? 813-238-8001.
I have a circle of friends for $120. All right. Thank you so much to Zachariah. Zachariah calling in from Tampa for $120 and getting the Snarky Puppy Ruth Eckerd Hall tickets. Also, I want to thank, this is William. William saying, supporting True Talk. You guys do a great job, and I enjoy the program. Contributing $100 that goes towards our matching goal.
So we just need seven more.
We need seven more. Right now, we're looking for seven more people that will contribute $100. And guess what? When we have that summer, we're going to get a matching gift of $1,000 towards our program. So call in now at 813-238-8001.
And this $1,000 is coming from Jim Gibson and Pamela Sire. I'm not sure how I'm pronouncing.
Thank you so much for them.
Yeah, it's amazing that these people believe in True Talk, and they are donating $1,000. It's a challenge. They will not give us the money unless we get seven calls, each one for
10 calls. We got three of them, and we have seven left, right?
Yes, but there is Suzanne House also. She's from Tampa. She gave us $25. She's a circle of friends, supporter, which means that every month we deduct $25 from her ATM card or credit card. So thank you, Suzanne House, Kim O'Connor, the same thing, and Frank Vizon and Gail Klein. Thank you so much, Jose Lacal. These people support us on a daily basis. Every month they give us a few dollars here and there. It's like $25 a month. And sustains True Talk and WMNF.
Well, we just need six more $100 donations now, because Richard Bell from Pinellas Park is taking a copy of the Mueller report. He says, I remember the lead up to the Iraq War, and I see the same lead up now. It's good to have an independent voice. Hear, hear. This station was really the voice of clarity in the lead up to the Iraq War. If you look back in history, MSNBC got it wrong, CBS got it wrong, CNN got it wrong, WMNF got it right. And you supported this station during the lead up to the Iraq War, and we need you to support it right now. 813-238-8001. The New York Times got it wrong, as Achman was saying earlier.
They lied. They made up stories.
Judith Miller's articles were a fabrication in order to appease Dick Cheney and get us into that war with Iraq. I guess I should calm down now. Hey, Suzanne House from Tampa, Florida is donating one more time. She's donating $100. She is getting the reusable straw. So if you are not a fan of plastic, you can get this reusable straw that's branded WMNF. Debbie Swain from Tampa, $100 contribution, 813-238-8001.
There's so much, so many swank, I guess you can call swank gifts that you can get. Swanky or
swag
gifts. There's a whole list of them for different, but one of the ones I see on the wall that looks really nice are the WMNF socks these bright red socks that say last local radio station.
$5
a month. You can get these socks. They're so cool. It's really to have these funky socks. It's fashionable now that you wear bright socks. You see them on the wall. I have a pair of them. They're pretty cool to wear. And you also get, you can get the hat or what is that?
That's
little
a straw, a reusable straw.
So what's, is that the straw holder? That,
yeah, a bag and a cleaner comes
okay.
with
it. Oh, wow. So you got this telescopic straw
what do you
thing.
Do with this?
That's how you clean
That's
it.
That's the cleaner for the straw.
Oh, this is a straw. So
it's a reusable straw.
Yeah. So it's a reusable straw. Oh. WMNF is very, you know, environmentally conscious, and we want to support that. But right now, we need you to call in because we have all these volunteers in the back. They're volunteering their time to take your phone calls. We're doing our fun drive. We do this three times
and
a
no
year to stay on the
back.
Air. And right now, we don't have anyone calling. And the way to call in right now is 813-238-8001. 813-238-8001. If you're just tuning in, this is called True Talk. It's a global affairs show. It's a pro-peace show in a time when everyone, so many people want to go to war. We've been on the air now for 16 years. Summer and I are both Arab Americans. We also happen to be Muslim. This is not a religious show, but we talk about public affairs issues, and we've been speaking out against wars with the Middle East, with the Muslim world for 15 years now, 16 years. We're speaking out again now against going to war with Iran because we think it's bad for the people in Iran. We think it's bad for the people in America. It's bad for our world.
It's bad for the economy. You were listening to Democracy Now! Interviewing people and saying, what do you think the Iranians are going to fight back with? They're going to be attacking tankers, oil tankers, and what's going to happen to the international market? So really, I can't understand how would anybody be promoting going to war with Iran.
Sometimes the people, I mean, the people that will benefit from the war with Iran, maybe the 1%, the weapons manufacturers, but the rest of us, we will lose greatly, just as we lost after the Iraq War and a huge economic meltdown, and how much money it added to the deficit, this illegal war. Remember, we were promised that somehow the Iraqi oil was going to pay all this back. Lies.
Didn't happen.
It didn't happen. All they did was basically take the money, borrow more money. The rich got more money from it, and then they were bailed out, all these companies.
How many people died? People died on our side. People died in Iraq. How many thousands and thousands and thousands of people died, and lives were ruined forever? And what is war good for? And that's what WMNF asks all the time. Do we really need to go to war? And this is the only radio station in the Tampa Bay area whose mission says that we are pro-peace. There's no other radio station.
No other outlet.
No other outlet.
If you're pro-peace, you have no choice but basically support this radio station, because all the other media out there do not have that mandate.
That's right.
So put your money where your mouth is. Call us right now at 813-238-8001, because unless we have independent free press and this voice, who are you waving to? Oh, your mom is in the background. Okay, make sure your mom.
Are you on Facebook, Samar?
Yeah.
Where can people find you on Facebook?
S-A-M-A-R,
you're so happy with your mom in the
no,
she's right behind me.
My mom
it's
is
like
behind. Mom wave.
She's doing a photo bomb.
On Facebook, under my name, Samar, DAHMASHJARRAH. So my friends are watching from Egypt, from Jordan, from the U.S., all over
international.
The U.S.
Well,
from Saudi
I see
Arabia.
Naira right now watching. And
Naira
who's Fred Jarrah?
I think he has the same last family name of my husband.
Oh, but you don't know him.
But I know him on Facebook, because Jarrah means surgeon. So any family that has a surgeon in the family.
And you just received a message from Dina saying she just woke up early. Like, your phone and all your notifications are coming up here.
All right, so we've got to raise some money here. We've got about a half an hour to go. We've still got to raise more than $1,000. And we have a challenge from some generous listeners who will give us $1,000 if we can get 10 people donating $100 this hour. And we've had five people donate $100 or more this hour, so that's good. Five more people, Sean, donating $100 will get us an extra $1,000 to help this show and this radio station stay on the air. Here's our phone number, 813-238-8001.
Yeah, we need to hear from you right now. Sylvia Gabe from St. Petersburg donated $50. She loves True Talk, and this is coming from an older Jewish woman from New York living here in St. Petersburg. She's a peace-loving person. Thank you, Sylvia, for that donation. We need to hear from you. We still need five more people to donate $100 each. 813-238-8001.
We need now just four more people donating $100, because Atik Alvi
from...
Oh, Atiq, he's so nice.
From Wesley Chapel has just donated. I know Atiq has donated many times before. Thank you for your ongoing support. This is in honor of my return to WMNF. You know, I was fired for 5 weeks. And thanks to my friend Ahmed and Samar and Sean for all that you do. Atiq, thank you so much.
Thank you.
We only need 4 more $100 contributions and we'll get an extra $1,000. Here's the number to call, 813-238-8001. If you're watching online anywhere in the world, you can make your contribution online on our website, WMNF.org.
To those who are just listening to this show and to my voice and Ahmed's voice, we need to remind you that when we started this show, and Sean, I think, was here and can attest to this, so many people tried to shut us up. They tried everything, every trick in the book, including jamming the phone lines, like calling 813-238-8001 and engaging the volunteers for lots of time in order to stop other people from donating. So what did people do? They went to WMNF.org and donated online, to the level that some people walked into the station on Martin Luther King to give us money. But this is the type of people out there, some of them, who do not want any voice, especially after September 11. They don't want a Palestinian American woman to be on the air or an Egyptian Muslim man to be on the air. And remember, Ahmed, when during the, I think, the Bush second election, they were distributing the CD
Obsession.
Mm-hmm. And a gentleman called and he said, you know, I'm driving from Orlando to Tampa and I just happened to listen to you. And what I keep saying this thing, but I was saying I'm not interested in killing anybody, I don't hate anybody. And he decided to break the CD and send it back to them and said, you know, I've never heard a voice from you know, a Muslim woman talk in that simple conversation that I was having with Ahmed. And also when Ahmed tries to overtake because he is louder and his voice is firmer and stronger, and he likes to speak over what I'm saying and interrupt me, people love the fact that I fight back. So they think, you know, that Muslim women and Arab women and Palestinian women are docile and just, you know, they would accept what Ahmed was trying to do throughout this show. And he doesn't do it because he's an Arab or anything. But this is what happens when men, male and female, I think, are on the radio, especially that my voice is softer. So really, where can you hear two Arab American male and female having a radio show in the USA? Not, I don't think there is another show like us. So those of you who are watching from the Arab world, please go to WMNF.org, give us $10, $20, $100. I know that all of you can afford it. And those of my friends who are listening online in Punta Gorda, in Florida, please call 813-238-8001. We have a pledge of $1,000 and I'm sure we're going to meet it, but that means we have $2,000. That's not enough. We need $3,500 to make in, we have what, 15 minutes to go. 813-238-8001.
Well, there's no guarantee we'll get that $1,000. We still are looking for 5 more people to donate $100 to meet that match. And that means you out there listening or watching, 813-238-8001, or on the WMNF smartphone app, you can click support, or you can go on our website, WMNF.org, and make your donation there. I'd like to thank Robert Philipoff from Bradenton. Says, True Talk is an important program and deserves fullest support. Thank you for that $25 contribution. Again, we're still looking for $100 donations. We need to hear from you. True Talk and 88.5 are a bridge of peace in the world. And if you support that, call us now, 813-238-8001.
Ahmed, do you have anybody to thank, or it's silent?
I want to thank you, Samar, for being on the show and being my co-host for so many years and putting up with my loudness and strong voice. Your voice is also strong. I mean, you shut me up all the time. So,
recently.
More recently.
But you walk into the studio sometimes talking to your phone, and we are live on the air. Especially, you are always on time.
Well,
I love your punctuality.
Thank you. Thank you. So, I got my punctuality from you, and I enjoy being here so much. But again, you've been a great colleague for all these years.
You
We've had a long run together, and thank you to people like Rob Lori. for first believing in us and believing in this idea to give us this opportunity. We had a scare earlier this year where Rob was, our mentor on this station, was gone for a few weeks, but he's been back. We're really grateful for that. This station, some people have different ideas about where they want to take the station. But one thing that it's never going to change about WMNF, because it's part of our mandate, is that this is a pro-peace radio station, pro-peace outlet. We are for dialogue. We're for peace over war. We are not going to have any warmongers in this station. We're not going to have any warmongering programmers. And we are especially because of our uniqueness, mm-hmm. Summer. I mean, we're both American.
Why, remember when they sent a letter saying they're going to have a mushroom cloud 6 miles from here?
Some people hate the fact that there are people that are different from them, especially what they consider to be the enemy, people who are Muslim, to be on the airwaves, on the American airwaves. Some people have attacked WMNF and continue to criticize them for having our show on the air. In fact, our show is in the media recently. We don't want to get into that. But some people are, trying to accuse because we're discussing about issues that other people are uncomfortable with, especially when it comes to the Middle East, especially when it comes to Israel and the occupation that's happening there. They want to shut down that type of dialogue. They don't want people to hear the truth. They don't want people to see the other perspective. But how can you have peace unless you have that dialogue? If you want to get the pro-Israel perspective, you can turn on any television outlet, any mainstream news outlet, you're going to get that. Very few places are you going to actually have the other perspective. Places like Democracy Now!, places like True Talk, and even Democracy Now!, it's not by an Arab or a Muslim or a Palestinian like Summer, but True Talk is. Summer is Palestinian American. I'm Muslim American. We discuss these things about Palestine, but we're also have Jewish and Israelis on the air that are also pro-peace. So people that are also promoting the same thing on the other side. Some people are uncomfortable with that, but if you're comfortable with it and you think that that's healthy, then you have to support us because that's the only way to keep us on the air.
There's a major, and as you've discussed on the show, there's a major attack on free speech in this country where you're no longer allowed to say that you support the boycott, divestment, and sanctions movement. So during the civil rights movement, people who were in this country that wanted freedom would boycott certain white-owned businesses or certain white-dominated governments.
Or fruit, I think, companies.
There were lettuce boycotts by the farm workers. I mean, boycotts are a proud tradition of people that are trying to bring about social change. But our government, both in Tallahassee and in Washington, D.C., they're increasingly trying to make it harder for people to voice their support for the BDS movement. And that is a curtailment of free speech in this country. The BDS movement is a peace movement that's basically saying that we choose not to buy products that are made in Israel, and or especially made in the occupied territories. And there are some people that are saying that you should not be able to do that. You should not join the BDS movement. And there are laws being passed both here and in Washington. This is one of the shows that speaks out against that curtailment of free speech.
And I think we explain very clearly, and this is where it hurts me, especially as a Palestinian, when you are labeled as an anti-Semitic, although I speak Arabic, and people even who are using this label don't understand the meaning of it because it's linguistic. It's not based on me being Muslim or another being Jewish or Christian. It's about the language, the Arabic language, that is part of the Semitic family. But to label me as an anti-Semite in this country where people really think that anti-Semitism is hating Jews, which really I do not have a little tiny cell in my body where I hate anybody, not only Jews, but anybody who is different than me. So it's really hurtful to hear people that label BDSers or people who exercise their freedom to boycott. I boycott a lot of our fast food places because of the minimum wages they have. Anti-hamburger?
I boycott big box stores that buy products from China, not because I don't like the Chinese, but I prefer American manufactured goods. So if I know that a company like Walmart buys most of its goods from China, I choose not to buy from Walmart. Not because I'm anti-Chinese, but because I want better wages for American workers.
workers.
So really, whoever says that BDS is about anti-Semitism is frankly a liar, and a person who likes to cover the truth, because you can be Jewish and have BDS. What are you going to label people that they are self-hating Jews because they have morality, that they have conscience, and that they don't want to hurt the Palestinians? And what's beautiful is that last week, after my at the end of the show, I got an email from is telling me I think her name was Patty. I am from Sarasota. I am Jewish, and I feel I strongly support self-determination of the Palestinians. So it is wonderful to have our Jewish friends out there who understand that we are not anti-Semitic when we talk about people's rights to boycott apartheid systems.
This show speaks a lot about human rights. It speaks a lot about equality. Speaks a lot about peace. And you're not hearing a lot of anger on this show. You haven't ever heard a lot of anger on this show. So please support it, because it is the only, I think it is the only
one in the U.S.
The only Arab Muslim program that's a weekly show in the U.S. Is that true? That can't be true.
If you have a male and female, like Ahmed
male
and
female. Okay.
Of course, you'll never have an Ahmed.
There's only one show with
there's never another Ahmed. I mean, the world cannot really, USA cannot sustain
no,
one more.
No, there's
Ahmed.
Only one of me.
I call him in the morning, he's in Washington. I call him in the afternoon, he's in Tampa. I call him in the, he's in Turkey. How do you travel?
How do you do this? 813-238-8001. But that is what's really important. Both our hosts here on True Talk are very plugged in to what's going on here in the U.S., in the Tampa Bay area, and around the world. But we need one more donation right now at 813-238-8001. We have an overall goal of raising $3,500 on the show. We just passed the $1,100 mark. That's good. And if we get four more donations of $100 or more, we will get an extra $1,000. So let's see if we can do that right now. Let's see if we can get, I see one line lit above Sean's head. Let's see if we can get one more phone call at 813-238-8001, or one more person making a donation online at WMNF.org. Sean, we just need four more $100 contributions.
I have friends from Texas and friends from Hanedi from Texas. Come on, go to 813-238-8001, or go to WMNF.org. Give us as much as you can. We need to match a $1,000 pledge. There is this wonderful Jim Gibson who is going to give us $1,000, but we need 10 people. Each one has to give us $100. I mean, you can give 50, 75, but it's not going to be counted. We're not going to get this $1,000 if we do not give the money. So all of you watching really live now, please, I do not get paid to do this. I am dragging my mom every Friday all the way from Ponta Gorda. I drive 100 miles each way, and I pay this gas. I do this because of you. Any one of you watching me now on Facebook, I really don't get paid to do this. There is so much stress doing the show. There is so much effort gets into it. But really, nothing makes me more happy than knowing that all of you are really donating to 813-238-8001. I see that Sean has a bunch of papers to thank.
Yes, I have an anonymous donation for $200. So now we only need, I think, three more $100 donations. Says public radio is invaluable. Thank you for that donation from Sarasota. Also an anonymous donation from Largo. I want to thank them for the $100 donation. Is getting the copy of the Mueller report, that giant book. Likes True Talk and Mark Bureau. So thank you for those two contributions. I think we need two more $100 contributions. Please call now 813-238-8001.
We have 6 minutes only to go. We have four wonderful people giving us money. Maybe one of them is donating $1,000. Maybe one is giving us $500. We still need, even if we get the $1,000, we still need probably another $1,000. So please go to WMNF.org and donate and mention True Talk.
Summer, we only need two more $100 contributions and we'll get an extra $1,000. Let's see if we can do that right now. Number to call, 813-238-8001, or you can make your donation online on WMNF.org. Sean, you got some people to thank, and I know Ahmed has some people to thank, too.
I do, and so I just want to give out the phone number one more time, because we are still waiting to hear from you, 813-238-8001 or WMNF.org. If you think that Ahmed and Samar do a great job of informing you about world policies, give us a call, and I want to thank Richard in Bradenton for a $10 a month donation. That's $120 this year. So
now we
only need one more. 813-238-8001. Also, an anonymous donation from Dunedin. Thank you for that $100 donation.
Oh, my gosh, we made it.
So we need that.
We made it.
That means we get another $1,000.
So now we need how much?
We're up to $2,300, so we need $1,200 more and we'll reach the goal.
$1,200 يا جماعة يلي عم تسمعوا كل واحد منكم $100 please للستيشن. This is like I just gave him a secret code
in Arabic.
It's a dangerous one to those who are translating at the moment and listening. We have people who transcribe this show trying and hoping that Samar and Ahmed will say something bad.
Imagine.
And then they shut us down. Can you believe it? We have people listening, transcribing every word, sending it to different organizations, trying to shut one radio show in the whole 50 states of America. Oh, my God.
Well, thanks to Elizabeth in Tampa, who just made a $100 right. contribution. Thank you, Elizabeth. That means we need to raise $1,100 more. Thanks to Joellen in Sarasota, made a $100 contribution. And she says...
There's more than one Joellen?
More than one, and she's making a $100 contribution in Sarasota. Thank you. And Patty Perky loves True Talk, vital to know the worldview. She's getting the Mueller report for her donation of $100.
Patty works so hard to make this show happen, especially when Ahmed and I are traveling. Knowing that Patty and Frank are in the studio and in WMNF, really, there is nothing I can do to thank them enough. But thank you so much, Patty and Frank. I love it when Frank walks into after a show and he says, Summer, I'm learning so much. My head is exploding. I'm listening and learning. So thank you, Patty and Frank, for your support, your continuous support. We have 4 minutes to go. We need to raise $1,000, maybe even more.
Thanks to Daryl Lease from Gibsonton. Loves Democracy Now! And True Talk, Mrs. Executive Session, going to the MNF Summer Kickoff Show on June 27th. Thank you, Daryl, for that nice $100 contribution. So that's great. So we need less than $1,000 now. The number to call, 813-238-8001. And Mr. Badir, would you thank those people?
Yes, I have some people to thank now. I was trying to raise some money online. I want to thank Adil. Bembarek for a $20 contribution. Thank you so much for supporting True Talk. First name only. I want to thank Lisa of Riverview. $100 contribution.
Thank you
so much supporting True Talk. Was there a note there?
I think we need $800 more. Lisa's getting
$800 more. She's getting a t-shirt.
She says, love you guys. Keep up the great work. So thank you so much, Lisa. You're a great volunteer. And we want to ask you to donate. We only need $800 to have the show meet its goal. 813-238.
And that would mean a lot because ever since we started this show 16 years ago, we've always met our goal. And now we really need to do it. How many minutes do we have left?
We have 3 minutes to
three minutes and we have to raise $800. That means somebody's going to call in and give us $500 or $1,000. Well, you don't have to give us $1,000, but it would be nice. $500 right now. Call us at 813-238-8001. Help us reach our goal. We've been doing this for 16 years. We can't do it without our listeners and the supporters and the people that want to support to speak out against the wars that are happening. We've been doing it for 16 years. We're going to continue to speak out against the war. The war with Iran. People are beating the drums to war with Iran. People like John Bolton. We have to stand up to people like him. We have to spread the truth. We have to share the information. And we can't do it without your funds because it costs money to remain on the air. And we're turning to you right now. So please call us at 813-238-8001. We only have 2 minutes left to raise $800.
Lawrence from Bradenton is a longtime listener, and he is donating $200. So we need $600 right now. Will you be the person to donate $20 a month? Is that right? No, $40 a month to put us over the top. 813-238-8001.
2 minutes to go. You can go to WMNF.org, WMNF.org, and use your credit card or ATM. I know Leila Fakhouri is listening. Omar Ashour is watching. Wow. Come on, guys. Go to WMNF.org and give us $50.
Does she follow you
Layla, come
on Twitter?
I'm sure. 813-238-8001.
Well, we only need $100 to reach our goal. We get $100 contribution.
$100.
And we have about a minute and a half to do that. The number to call, 813-238-8001. Thanks to Scott in St. Petersburg. Just made an $88.50 donation. That's huge. And we've got a bunch of people we're going to thank in just a few minutes, but we need one more $100 contribution.
No one is calling. No one is calling, and I think I have to go to NPR News now. 88.5 FM. Oh, in 1 minute. Okay, 1 minute.
Yeah,
we have
1 minute
seconds.
After.
60 seconds. We have 60 seconds. Go, please call 813-238-8001. Ali, if you're listening, just do it. 813-238-8001.
Who will be the hero?
Maybe my brother will call. I know he's in Tampa. 813-238-8001. We just need $100, guys, and we have exactly 30 seconds.
Here's the number to call: 813-238-8001, or WMNF.org is where you can make your donation to True Talk. Make sure you tell the phone answer or list on the website that you want to support True Talk, and it will get credited to Samar and Ahmed's program, and you'll help them go over the goal. 813-238-8001.
It's going to be WMNF Tampa, 88.5 FM. When we come back, you were going to listen now to the news, but in 8 minutes, you can still call 813-238-8001, NPR News.